I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yeah, it's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey y'all, Scott here, chilling out on the porch overlooking, well, facing the street where we have some traffic. As you can probably hear, I'm going to try to keep this not too noisy today. So if it gets too weird, maybe I'll just end it. But you've tuned in. Oh, there's some wind kicking up. Why did it suddenly kick up while I'm sitting here? I'm trying to record without any microphone irritation. Welcome to the diary. This is the diary. You're listening. You've tuned into it, probably on purpose. I don't think you'll find this accidentally. The diary doesn't find you. You find it. You probably already subscribed to it sometime over the years, or you saw it posted here on social media in the last day or so. I don't know. But it's good to have you here, regardless of your reasoning for listening. I'm here to just get off my chest some of my frustration over the last Earth week that I experienced. I talked a bit about it with Kim on the Skim Show, but it was a pretty ugly time here in the Johnson house. No one's dead or anything, but on Monday we got a bill in the mail, and it said, hey, you used 65,000 gallons of water in June. You owe us a bunch of money. Why would you use that much water? This sort of thing, right? And we're like, how do you not notify us in some other way besides our bill that we're exceeding water at that rate? Because it was like 99% higher than anyone else around us. So I feel like we should have set off some alarm. Anyway, did some literal digging that morning, and found out that it wasn't the meter just misreading it. It was a big break in some old PVC pipe that went from the water main in the street to the house. And the only way to fix it was to replace the entire length of it. And it was just going to get bigger and worse over time. And we shut water off on Monday to do this, right? So they get started on it. They start digging holes. They get far enough where you can't turn water back on. And the holiday is happening on Tuesday, and they won't be here to finish the job. So we're like, we've been through worse. It's just be like camping. We'll just camp for a couple of days and not have any water. And that's fine. We filled up some buckets and some coolers and stuff with water so that we could use it where needed, you know, washing hands and brushing teeth at the end of the night. And, you know, if you had to pee, you could use this in the toilet, that sort of thing. And that seemed fine. Because they told us that by Wednesday afternoon, they would be done. They get here Wednesday, the holiday comes and goes. Oh, I should mention that Tuesday, Van came over to the house. He's 4 years old. Probably had his hands on all kinds of grubby monkey bars at the local parks and junk. I don't know where he got this, but he wasn't feeling well, clearly, when he came over. We were supposed to watch fireworks together. And he started going, I don't feel good. My stomach hurts. And before you know it, this kid is projectile vomiting everywhere, right? In the backyard, in the bathroom with no running water. So we're like, oh boy, he probably ought to go home. So his parents took him home. No big deal. Everyone figured we're good. That was Tuesday. Wednesday comes along, and Wednesday, most of the day is fine. I guess it was, hold on, let me think about this. No, it was in the middle of the night. Yeah, that's what happened. So Wednesday shows up in the middle of the night, 2:00 in the morning, Carter violently ill. She caught whatever it is. I'm like, oh crap. And about an hour after that, I start to feel it. And now I've got it full blown. Then Kim gets it. So it's just whatever it is. It's some kind of horrible, like very, very, what's the word? What is the word that just left me? When you're highly, it's highly infectious is the word I was looking for. People were just catching it by acknowledging the existence of Van existing in the world. They would get this flu or virus or whatever. And so now we're spending all of Wednesday overnight running around with buckets trying to manage what this is at the house. You know, Carter's got the double dragon, if you know what I'm saying. There's just a lot, dude. And there's nothing we really could do. And we're not going to go steal the neighbor's hose at, 3:00 in the morning. So we're trying to make the water we had in buckets, what was left anywhere, trying to make it work. By morning, we're completely out of any of those sources of water. And it's just grim here at the house. So those guys show up again to finish the work, and they get to work, and they say we should be done by 10. But then some weird things came up with the kind of fittings they needed, and they had to have somebody drive some stuff across town or across the valley. Anyway, long and the short of it, we're all sick as dogs in the house all day. And at about 3:00 in the afternoon, 3:30, something like that, we get water back. Okay. Now we have water, and we're recovering. But then we find out how much it's going to cost, how much it's going to ding us if we use insurance. If we do use the insurance, then our rates go up by this much. So there's all this stuff going on. And I just kept thinking, this is the dumbest week of my life. It's so dumb. The timing couldn't be worse. Imagine the timing of saying, here are the 3 or 4 days you're going to have without any water. Those same 3 or 4 days, you're going to have the most intense stomach virus ailment, whatever it is you've had in 20 years. That's how this is going to go. I mean, we didn't even know what to do with ourselves. We were so flabbergasted by the entire thing. Yeah, that's right. I said flabbergasted. That word doesn't get used enough in my estimation, or maybe too much in yours. Anyway, here we are on a Sunday, and other stuff came up that got worse. We had to push film sack today for reasons unrelated to me. Just other stuff that a host is dealing with similarly that's just as rough. And we have a family first policy around here. So anytime some of that stuff goes down, it's always like, well, we'll figure the show out. We just need to make sure everything's okay. So we did a little bit of that today. And I just felt like nothing got done right. I'm behind on everything. Anyway, here's where I'm at now, though. I've come around to this sense or this feeling that there are people in way worse situations all around me. I just don't know them or know about it, but there are people. The day we had no water and everybody was sick, there was somebody in the world who had a, terminal cancer diagnosis from a doctor. The day we were trying to find buckets of water to make the household survive, somebody somewhere found a relative dead, of a drug overdose or something. You get my meaning. Like, there are way worse things going on. And I realize that it's okay for everybody to experience their own level of discomfort, pain, frustration, whatever, on their own terms. and it's not a competition and nobody should be comparing things or whatever. I get that. But why this helps me, it's the same reason it might help you to say this too may shall pass, or we've had worse than this, or there are worse things, you know, like those kind of mantras. I don't know if they're mantras, but they're things people say to feel better about their stuff. And it works for me. But now I'm going to share with you a weird twist on this. And I don't know why this still comes up. When I was 10 years old, there was this kid. His name is also Scott, but I don't remember his last name. He was sort of in our friend circles, although I feel like I only saw this guy when weird stuff happened. But we were all hanging out once, and we were, I don't know what we were doing, after school or walking around the neighborhood. Who knows what you're up to when you're 10 or 11. But we were walking around, and we found this dog who had clearly just had a bunch of puppies. For a long time, I just figured it meant she was pregnant, but I was a stupid kid. I didn't understand how dogs worked or how even people work. But, you know, if you've seen a dog right after they've had puppies, they've got very enlarged breasts, and they got like 10 of them or something, whatever it is, because they're feeding their young, right? They're feeding puppies. And I promise the story is going to go somewhere. And they were just kind of home. Shouldn't be too loud here. Especially this part of the story. But anyway, we're walking along, and for some reason this guy goes, "Hey, you guys, for a dollar I'd totally suck this dog's boobs." And I remember going, at the time I remember thinking, what, who would do that for a dollar is all he's asking? He didn't even start with like a good price. Like, he didn't even negotiate. He's just straight up like, "I'd do that for a dollar." And so four of us, there were like six kids, four of us pooled together four quarters to make a dollar. I think I may have even given him 50 cents. I may have had the most on me. When you're 10, you don't have anything, right? You're just a poor little pud. But we pulled our money, our change, and gave it to this kid. And he, for a dollar, basically breastfed. I'm not trying to push you out of the show, by the way. This is a really important story. You know, I promise it has a point. But he basically breastfed on this dog, and did so kind of with some gumption and some, you know, he hung in there. He didn't just, it wasn't quick and done. He went to town, and actually, I mean, this is kind of gross, but, you know, he actually came back with a big smile on his face that was, he had a little bit of the old dog milk in there. You could see it coming out of the corners of his mouth, just kind of like, you know, "Hey, dude, you actually consumed dog milk," you know? And he was thrilled about it. Give me the money. So we handed him the dollar. And from then on, he was Dog Boob. That's what we called him, was Dog Boob. That was his nickname. And I barely saw him other than that. I feel like there was like maybe two or three other things that ever happened that he was involved in. And they're always unseemly, but that was the most unseemly, right? Anyway, here's my point. Whenever I think things are bad, whenever things seem like they're at their lowest, or when I'm having a particularly tough week like I have this week, I always think back and remember that I wasn't the kid that sucked on a dog's boob. And I take comfort in that. I find that cathartic. I find that my childhood turned out to be what I think on the whole as a better experience, having not been the kid who did that for a dollar. And there are many times in my life when something will come up and I'll say, "Well, I broke my thumb playing basketball. Well, at least I didn't suck a dog's boob." Now, I think some of you are going to think that is a weird thing, but it works for me. It actually works for me. And I don't bring it up very often to anyone. Well, to anyone. I don't even think my wife knows about this experience. But it makes me feel better. I feel better now, having told you this about my stupid week. But look, if you're into what's going on around here and what I make, good news. This next week should be all engines blazing, back to normal. Hardcore Daily every day, all the regular shows, comics and art, film, the film psych episode's still up in the air, but we'll figure that out. The Kickstarter's almost ready to rock as far as fulfillment goes. I think I got to get one last piece of art tweaked out, but the deck is all cleared up. I got all the instructions gone through multiple times, edits, make sure there's no weird typos. Like, we're ready to rock on Dungeon Murder. Oh, and before I go, I wanted to mention there's a little bit of a social media war going on right now, and it's pretty funny to watch, but I have to admit, I'm a little bit taken with Instagram Threads. It's Meta / Facebook / Instagram's new social network that basically, I mean, let's be honest, it's a Twitter ripoff. It's a Twitter clone. But they launched it in a single day and ramped up to 70 million people without any outages in about 8 hours or something. Basically, they were able to scale like from the minute go, which makes sense. They've got the infrastructure in place for the other stuff they do, so they would be pretty ready for that. The people that seem to be not ready for any of that are Twitter. Twitter seems to be a little caught off guard by it. There's a lot of wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth and anger over there, including the owner of Twitter, who is accusing Zuckerberg and company of cheating. I don't know how you cheat when you fire some of your best programmers summarily without severance and expect them not to go to the competition and build something. I don't know why that's cheating. To me, that's handing somebody else. That's self-sabotage is what that is. I don't know how non-competes work in that world, but I think if you get fired without cause, the contract is null when it comes to non-competes. So I think Musk probably screwed that up. And now he's just mad. Anyway, all that drama has been fun to watch from the outside. But I have to say, the actual like social network part of it is pretty strong. I like it. And I think part of it is because a bunch of my friends and people I already kind of interact with all showed up there like all at once. It seems like everybody got serious about it at the same time. Everybody's pretty sick of just how Twitter feels now. It just feels gross over there. So the point is, if you want to follow me, the way it worked is you could just log in with your Instagram account, which I did. Somebody long ago got the Scott Johnson name over there, so there was no chance I was going to get that. So my name on Threads, threads.net, is where you can go get the app. It's on Android and iOS. The name on, or my name over there, is Actual Scott, because that's what I had before, so that's what it is. And I would love to have you over there. I'm trying to follow everybody who follows me. It's kind of hard to figure out how that works. I'm trying to figure it out, but there's a lot of questions about the site right now. But overall, I'm having a good time. I'm having a positive experience there, and I like the feeling of, it's almost like it's 2008 again, the kind of the height of when I feel like Twitter was at its best, and Twitter is at its absolute worst now, so I guess anything's better. But, you know, it's that whole difference between a turd and a shit sandwich, or however that goes. What was that, a South Park reference, where you have to vote for the lesser of the two evils? Like, I'm not like a big Zuckerberg fan, but I'd rather root for him than Musk. I mean, you know what it's more like? It's like sports. Your team loses, they're out of the running, right? Finals come along, two other teams are playing. You don't love either one of them, but you like one a little bit more than the other. So that's who you'll root for. It's like that. Anyway, this has been a real treat. Thanks to everybody for hanging out with me here on the porch with just me and this stray cat that comes around and lays by my feet. My daughter has named her Honey. I find that name to be annoying and not creative, and we should have thought of something better. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time right here on The Diary.
Get more at frogpants.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.